Hello, this is Apostle Thompson greeting and grace from our Lord Jesus Christ. John Gospel chapter 1 verse 12 says, "But as many as receive him, to them give he the power to become the sons of God." It says, give he the power. That's a work of birthing in the Spirit. That's a work of the Holy Spirit through the Word of God, through your faith, believing that God, Son, Jesus, paid the price for you to become a son of God. The Bible said we should be as he is, so should we be in this world, in 1 John. That is not going to happen unless we connect John 1:12 and Romans 8:14. As many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. That sonship comes with a responsibility, but it also comes with an inheritance. And that inheritance cannot be unlocked unless it's unlocked in the spirit world by faith, knowing how to be led by the Spirit. You read Galatians chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. It tells us, as long as we are a child, as long as we have not understood sonship in the Spirit, that our inheritance cannot be received. So this morning, I ask you to meditate John 1:12. It bespeaks 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. Now, my friend, recognize this as born-again believers. We're talking about the spirit world. We're talking about being led by the Spirit. We're talking about being fed by the Spirit. We're talking about the gifts of the Spirit. We're talking about the fruit of the Spirit. We're talking about ministering spirit, which are angels. All of those are to our beckoning if we know how to be a real son. So think about this in the Spirit. Think about that you are a son or you're a daughter of God. You have an inheritance, but it's not automatic. It has to be accessed by faith, accessed by the Word, becoming a live Word in your heart, Spirit and life, accessed by the Holy Spirit being the Spirit of truth. So you see, what we're aiming at this morning is that being a church member does not determine your sonship. Your sonship is in the spirit realm, growing and developing in the spirit, that you can walk in this earth realm by faith as a son of God, knowing your rights as a son of God. So today I speak on you those rights. As sons of God, we must rise up and manifest and demonstrate the goodness of God in this life, that others might see the gospel in action.